Friday Night's Losers on the OTS Sports Network is powered by Hospitality Heating and Air, the most comfortable call you can make, 803-980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make, Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract, 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make, Hospitality Heating and Air.
Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and each week I'll pick the losers in high school games on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. Hey, J5V, I want to congratulate the high school league for getting a ruling right regarding ineligibility and punishing a school, its coaches, and its administration for knowingly abusing the system. Guess who's not coming to the playoffs? Ridgeview.
Well, Gino, what happened? Somebody take a helmet off?
Okay, let's start picking some Friday. Nice losers.
Hillcrest versus Burns.
The Rebels own this series with 19 wins to 2 by the Rams. It's been 27 years since Hillcrest beat Burns, and that was a close win, 21-14. The Johnny Rebs march on Simpsonville and get butted by the Horned Goats all the way back to Dunkin' Donutsville. Friday, nice loser, the James F. Burns Rebels.
St. James versus Berkeley.
This is the first meeting between these two schools. And City Slickers deer have suffered mightily this season, but they migrate through the Francis Marion Forest, sharpen their horns along the way, and squish the fish in Murrells Inlet. Friday, nice loser, the St. James Sharks.
Andrews versus Buford.
Yellow Jackets of Buford and the Yellow Jackets of Andrews have never met. Ed Susie Sting swarms south to Williamsburg County and delivers the poison to Scott Durham's Mud Wasps. Friday, nice loser, the Andrews Yellow Jackets.
Andrew Jackson versus Richland Hardyville.
The Volunteers and the Jaguars have never met in football, and the Vols haven't won a first-round playoff game since 2019. The Jaguars haven't been in the playoffs since 2014. Old Hickory's riflemen form a skirmish line and cut down the two-town cats in a rout. Friday, night's loser, the Ridgeland Hardyville Jaguars.
Lewisville versus Hunter Kiner Tyler.
The Lions and the Trojans of HKT have only met once, and that was in 2005 with the Lions winning 45-16. Wash, rinse, repeat. The Richburg Pride gobbles up the brushy-headed Warriors from the three-name school just like their ancestors did in the Roman Colosseum. Friday, night's loser, Hunter Kiner Tyler's Trojans.
Chester versus Blue Ridge.
Once again, this is the first meeting between the Cyclones and the Tigers of Blue Ridge. The Cobalt Hill Lynxes slink into Storm Central USA but can't survive the twisting and turning of the Red Tornadoes and get blown all the way back to Greer. Friday, nice loser, the Blue Ridge Fighting Tigers.
Spartanburg versus Nation Ford.
The series between the Vikings and the Falcons is tied with one win each. The Sparkle City Vandals snatch the Blackbirds from the sky and use their battle axes to chop off their heads in Corsair Stadium. Friday, nice loser, the Nation Ford Falcons.
Clover versus Dorman.
The Blue Eagles and the Cavaliers have played each other four times since 2009, with Dorman winning three of the games to Clover's one. These two tangled at the first of the year, and Dorman escaped with a 37-23 win at War Memorial Stadium. But it's tough to beat the same team twice. Brian Lane's Big Blue Raptors deliver death from above on Dustin Curtis's sword-swinging, feather-capped swashbucklers. Friday, night's loser, the Dorman Cavaliers in a close one.
James Island versus York.
The Trojans and the Cougars haven't met since 1978, and at that time, York was known as the Green Dragons, and James Island was known as the Rams. The Rams beat the Green Dragons 28-7 in that playoff game. Dr. Dean's, White Rose, Mountain Lions, Claw Up, Jamar McCoy's, Folly Beach Boys, and Avenge the House of Dragons. Friday, nice loser, the James Island Trojans.
Lawrence versus Indian Land.
This is the initial meeting of these two schools in football. The Panhandle Redskins go on the warpath southwest across the Sumter National Forest and massacre the Green Paladins at their castle. Friday, nice loser, the Lawrence High Raiders.
Catawba Ridge versus Riverside.
This is the first meeting between these two teams. The Ennery Renegades can't survive the poison in the Zack Attack and perish by the Catawba River. Friday, nice loser, the Riverside Warriors.
Greer versus South Point.
The Stallions and the Yellow Jackets have only met twice, with each team winning a game. The Big Red Chargers run over, around, and through the BMW Bugs. Friday, nice loser, the Greer High Yellow Jackets.
Gaffney versus Rock Hill.
This series goes back to 1921, and the Indians have a 57-25 advantage. Rock Hill hasn't beaten Gaffney since 2005. The Indians have averaged 31 points in the past 11 games to the Bearcats' 10. Dan Jones, Broad River Braves, scalp Bubba Pittman's diamond-headed cats at the new and improved reservation to win number 58. Friday, night's loser, the Rock Hill High Bearcats.
Northwestern versus Wade Hampton.
This is the first meeting between these two teams in football. The Wade Hampton Generals haven't had a winning season since 2012. The Trojans have only had two losing seasons since 2012. The Paris Mountain Commanders can't survive the purple tsunami in the second quarter and get washed all the way back to Pine Knoll Road. Friday, night's loser, the Wade Hampton Generals. That's all the time we have this week. Thank you for listening. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are and take some time out to support high school football in your hometown and listen to the OTS Sports Network. J5V. See you in the second round of the playoffs.
We hope.
Push it back, way back.
Come Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game and all.